Nolte, Government Threatens Pastor for Not Wearing Mask in Empty Church. By John Nolte on December 2, 2020. In an obvious act of religious persecution, a Methodist church in Maryland has been issued a citation resulting from one employee of the church answering the door to the church during office hours, momentarily without a mask, reports LifeNews.com. Get this. There was no one in the church. No one. One person. One employee was working alone when he heard someone unexpected at the door, someone trying to get in. This someone trying to get in happened to be a tyrant from the health department springing a surprise visit, who then cited the church because the church employee answered the door without a mask. The tyrant from the Department of Health then went on to threaten to close the church as an unsafe facility. The citation is no small deal. You can go to prison for year and/or face a fine of up to $5,000. I was in my office alone, without a mask on, and heard someone at the locked door of the church. I was not expecting anyone, so I went to see who was trying to get in the church, Reverend Dennis Jackman, MD, told Life News. Immediately after answering the door, I went to my desk and put on my mask, but the health official seemed intent on finding something worthy of a citation. And none of this is legal in the constitutional sense. The Republican governor of Maryland, Larry Hogan, didn't go to the state legislature to put these rules in place. He used a virus with a 99.6% survival rate as an excuse to issue unconstitutional executive orders. And now the tyranny of the unelected bureaucracy is applauding the terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter gathering in massive crowds while they pull sneak attacks on some pastor working alone in his church. And as we saw last week, we are only one vote. One stinking vote away from traditional Christians and Jews being demoted to second-class citizenship in these left-wing states. Just last week, had Amy Coney Barrett not been promoted to the Supreme Court, that very same Supreme Court would have okayed fascist Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY, persecuting the faithful with his bigoted and anti-science restrictions on gatherings in places of worship. We're talking about a 99.6% survival rate. That's what's being used to rob hundreds of millions of citizens of their basic human rights and oppress traditional Christians and Jews. Liquor stores are open. Schools are not. Abortion clinics are open. Churches are not. Show me the science in that. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.